Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Change your language, change the world. The title might be a little ambitious, but changing our language can make a huge difference to how we improve diving safety. Think about the following statements. The diver ran out of gas on the dive, or the gas ran out while the diver was on their dive. What are your first thoughts regarding the top statement? What was the cause of the event? Where is your focus? Now consider the second event, which is the same situation, but the emphasis is slightly different. Where is your focus now? What questions would you consider asking? In the first statement, the focus is on the diver, and as a consequence, it is easy to focus on their actions or inactions, complacency, poor planning, excessive or unexpected breathing rates, and how the event occurred. However, in the second example, the focus is on the gas, and our thoughts open up to more potential conditions that led to the gas running out. Simplifying this, what caused the gas to run out, compared to why did the diver run out of gas? Isn't this just semantics? This might appear to be semantics and arguing over nuanced detail. However, language is how we make sense of the world. Another example of what happens when we change the language used. The red car smashed into the blue car at the traffic lights versus the red car hit the blue car at the traffic lights. Research shows that the first statement creates a more graphic and energetic image in people's recollection of the event, with potentially glass lying around and maybe people injured, whereas the second might be a dent and some scratches. Now think about how adverse events are described in the media and social media. Here are some examples. A moment that changed me. A scuba dive gone horribly wrong taught me the dangers of complacency. Missed pre-dive safety check led to Scarpa Flow diver's death. The death of a man who drowned while on a scuba diving trip could have been prevented if appropriate equipment checks had taken place. This girl is crushed by her dry suit. The tragic and unnecessary death of Brian Bougie. The language above has a purpose: to grab the attention of those scrolling through social media and forums and draw them in. When attention is limited, we have to make the message shout out. The words are emotive and often judgmental, and importantly, rarely contribute to learning. Human nature tends to lead us to blame others for events without considering the context. This is known as the fundamental attribution bias. This bias is where we focus on the individual's behaviour and their dispositional nature rather than the context and situational factors. Because we communicate so often and the language we use is so common, we take it for granted that when we communicate with others, they understand what we intend to achieve. This includes the subtleties and nuances that we just accept as normal. In normal life, like buying ice cream, ordering food, or speaking with our family, this sort of simple and potentially ambiguous communication isn't an issue, but in a safety-critical environment where precision is important, or if we want to extract the maximum amount of learning from an adverse event, or an exceptionally good one, we need to change the language we use. Examples of changing the language. Examples of what you can do to shift the language to one more focused on learning rather than judging or blaming. Agency. While people have agency, move your perspective from the person to the context. For example, the diver ran out of gas on the dive becomes the gas ran out on the dive. The latter leads to questions about how it made sense. The former focuses on the diver. Incident or accident becomes event. This reduces biases and normalizes the variability in our actions. It is an event, not something special. Audit or investigation becomes learning teams or learning event. People don't like to be investigated, but most people want to contribute to learning. Why did it happen? Becomes, how did it make sense? Exploring the local rationality of those involved brings a much richer understanding than asking why, as why often ends up focusing on the individual and not their actions. Normative language such as over, improper, or inadequate. We are comparing against an arbitrary standard. For example, what is the difference between confidence and overconfidence? Outcome. Violation or non-compliance becomes adapted or modified procedure or local ingenuity. Adaptations are normal to get activities done. The task is nearly always underspecified, and so humans fill the gap. If we call it a violation or non-compliance, we are not likely to hear about the drift that is occurring and is normal. Counterfactuals should have, could have, failed to. Instead of using these, look to understand how it made sense. For example, the diver failed to monitor their depth and decompression obligation. What conditions made this more likely? What distractions were present? Was their training and learning retention sufficient? Summary. Change is hard, especially when we don't see a benefit to the change. If we view the world through the same lens, the errant and stupid people are the things to fix, rather than understanding the context that they are diving, instructing in, dealing with conflicts, ambiguities, assumptions, and unclear situations, then nothing is going to change in terms of diving safety and diving performance. We can start the change by reframing and modifying the language we use to describe events and situations. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.